A lot of Americans found new work last month. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, and a hiring surge triple what many economists expected.
The Labor Department says 467,000 new jobs were created in January. The unemployment rate rose to 4%, though that may reflect more people entering the workforce.
Fox's Jenny Casola. December hiring was also revised much higher by 311,000 extra jobs. Despite the record COVID surge the past 2 months, Labor Secretary Marty Walsh just told Fox Business.
We're seeing businesses, we're seeing employees, we're seeing people learning to live and move on with their life, quite honestly, under the virus.
Like his father did last night. Travis McMichael was withdrawing his guilty plea today to a federal hate crime charge, choosing to stand trial again in Ahmaud Arbery's death in Georgia. Greg and Travis McMichael were already convicted of murdering Arbery. They had claimed they shot the black man who was out jogging, fearing he was a robber. There's more snow and ice forecast for the east and northeast today.
I can't handle anymore. I really can't. Icy weather is a lot to get through.
She's in Boston. Down in Kerrville, Texas, some drivers have been stuck on a highway for like 10 hours after two crashes in the icy conditions. A multi-vehicle pileup left two people badly injured in Memphis, and there have been hundreds of thousands of power outages in many states, and nearly 3,000 flights canceled. Struck travelers given pillows and blankets at Dallas's airport. The Olympic flame has been lit in Beijing, where the clock just turned midnight at the opening ceremony. Now, U.S. athletes paraded in it without American officials watching.
Instead, we see U.S. officials are busy today, warning they fear the International Olympic Committee has really become a political tool for the Chinese Communist Party. Here at the State Department, there is a diplomatic boycott underway. It is remaining in place throughout the games. Their main concern is that the IOC has stayed silent about China's ongoing genocide.
Jillian Turner, America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
While the U.S. and other countries staged diplomatic Olympic boycotts, Russia's leader was there in China today for the opening ceremony.
Well, Russian troops are close to Ukraine and neighboring Belarus, where they've been conducting live-fire military exercises. Vladimir Putin's in Beijing, praising what he called Russia's unprecedented close relations with China in time for the Olympics. China has increasingly shown support for Putin in his dispute with the West over Ukraine. And Putin appeared to blast the U.S., referring to attempts by some countries to politicize sports. Till NATO, Fox News.
Russia is also pushing back as false a U.S. accusation that it may stage a fake attack by Ukraine with phony videos purporting to show corpses as a pretext for invasion. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby tells Fox.
I mean, the Ukrainians obviously have, you know, equities of their own and things that they need to do for their domestic populace and talk to. And I understand that. We do understand that. But we are sharing information with them. And I think that they see things very much the same way we do.
A nightmare in Rhode Island last night.
24 people at the Genesis Healthcare Respiratory and Rehab Center in Coventry, Rhode Island, had to be taken to hospitals for smoke inhalation. The entire facility of 150 people was evacuated Thursday night. The fire, which started and was contained to one area, set off the indoor sprinkler system, so there is water damage throughout the building, though officials say that water system saved lives. Also, the area where the fire started was separate from where patients are on ventilators and oxygen. oxygen. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
On Wall Street, after that way better than expected jobs report, stocks are mixed. The Dow is down big, 250 points, but the NASDAQ is rising 70 as the price of oil surges up more than $2, almost 93 bucks a barrel now. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.